You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
I know, and I'm talking to people, and they think I don't know. And I say, Lord, I'm just confessing. I know exactly what's going on, but I don't let them know that I know. But I already know everything. I already know it because I pick it up, I perceive it. I know what it is, and I know how to navigate myself. See, the Holy Spirit will guide you. He will teach you all things. When you're in the Spirit, He don't tell you things to go fight. When you're in the Spirit, He does not tell you things to go fight in the flesh. He tells you to fight in the Spirit. That's it. Celebration. We do not fight in the flesh. Our warfare is not carnal, but they are mighty to God, who pulled down strongholds. Hallelujah. Our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. And we declare every evil tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I assassinate them in Jesus' name. That's it. You perceive it. When you pick it up, you don't go fight. You pray. When you pick it up, you don't go tell everybody, blah, blah, blah. You pray. That's how you go. When you perceive it, I perceive it in the Spirit. I perceive that this thing is going on. And you start to cut it. You start to declare the blood of Jesus. Father, cover me with the blood. Father, cover me with your blood. You perceive that in the Spirit. Let me give you another example of Jesus, how he deal with it. In Luke chapter 8, 45 and 46. And I hope you start to feel what's going on and you can relate. Oh, that was it. So now you go smart and your antenna go up. You start to pick up stuff now. You're like, oh yeah, really? This was what happened, but my pastor gives me the revelation now. So I'm very sensitive. Now look at Luke 8. 45. And Jesus says, who touched me? When all deny it, Peter and those with him says, Master, multitude throng and press you. And you say, who touched me? Let's read. Read the next verse. But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I what? Perceive power going out of me. Power leaving me. Jesus never see physically the woman with issue of blood because she pressed her way to touch Jesus. But Jesus felt something leave his spirit. Something pulling on him. Virtue. And you will come in situation where you enter a room and something leave you. Something leave you. You know. And the true men and women of God, that's true, not false prophet. They're in a service and somebody sit there and they felt it. They perceived. They don't know who, but they know a healing virtue leave them. So they declare somebody just got healed. And it's not a trick or games or anyone being, you know, because they have those. They have those games. They plant those people in their congregation to show that they're powerful. They say, somebody just get healed of high blood pressure. And that sister was sitting there and they jump up. A lot of people need to be very lucky that we are under grace. Because if we never under grace, you struck you down. But I'm talking about the reality when it's real. Because if you have the Spirit in you, then my spirit must what? Bear witness with your spirit that this is of God. It can't be one way. It cannot be one way. My spirit is buried. Because we only have one spirit of God. We don't have three spirits of God. The same spirit in me is the same spirit in my wife. There's no different spirit. So when she talked to me, our spirit is talking to my spirit. We bear in witness. And she said, do you understand? Did you see what I'm saying? Did you get it? Same spirit. Jesus said, someone touch me because my spirit released healing. So somebody here. And the woman jumped. She says, I am the one. So the spirit must what? Bear witness. That's what I just say to you. It's true. And you receive it in the name of Jesus. In the spirit. Take no credit. And I said, sons and daughters here, when you pray for someone, take no credit because you can't heal nobody. You cannot heal nobody. God is the healer. He's the one that heals. It's his job. All you do, invoke his power into the situation. That's all you're doing. Hallelujah. You got to get it right. So you don't have to worry. Is this person going to heal? No, you don't need to worry about that. That's not your problem. That's God's problem. Your problem is to invoke God's word into that situation and let God do it. Hallelujah. Let him do it, man. You go home and okay. Take no credit. When people, I got the power. Yeah, really, I don't need your power. We wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and powers and rulers around you. You cut them down in the name of Jesus. I perceive. Because the spirit just tell me something, you know, not my head. So a lot of time, I'm not trying to judge piece of anybody, but I know because I've seen it and I sit there and I know ain't no God talking about that. Ain't no God at all. I just got to keep it real. I just know. Guy come to, he just need to teach the word and get up and go and leave there. Lastly, sometimes somebody wants to tell you a piece of their mind because they're reasoning that thing out in the head here already because the head can reason it out. You know, daughter. Reason it out in the head and then you're ready. I heard in my spirit, God says. No, God, I'm going to tell you nothing. Because once you utter your mouth, confusion start. Oh, a big old trouble. Oh, my God. Now you stir up a whole mess. A whole mess. But God told you. God told you that sister's talking bad about me. Well, if God told you that sister's talking bad about you, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Do good to them that despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's it. Hallelujah. I'm teaching you right. I'm teaching you right. You just pray that. You don't have to. Oh, man, I'm glad God tell me that. Lord, you tell me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cut off everything that person's saying. I cut it off right now in Jesus' name. Let it fall to the ground in the name. Let it not touch me in Jesus' name. I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's how you pray. Don't go confront. Pray in the spirit. Fight in the spirit. The battle is in the spirit, not in the flesh. Just out of war. Hallelujah. My sister, my daughter, I received that in my spirit. That's what helped me. What I'm teaching you helped me. Every day, I just pray. Sometimes when you don't know how to pray, pray in the spirit. Yo, Baba, shut that up. Just pray in the spirit. He said, pray in your most holy faith. Sometimes you need to be quiet. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, then victory shall be mine. I'm going to just sit back, hold my peace, and let God do it. Come on. You got to say it right. Won't God do it? That's how you need to say it. Won't God do it? God do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Won't God do it? Hallelujah. Come on, celebration. That's it. Don't go out there worrying. Just say, Jesus, won't God do it? God, I know you'll do it. I'm going to sit back here. I ain't saying a word, God. I zip my lip. You do it. Watch God do it. Let him do it. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles, then victory shall be mine. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I'm coming out. I'm coming out on the other side. I might be down right now. Don't count me out. Don't count me out. But don't count me out. It might feel like, it might look like, but don't count me, because I'm coming out. Because if I hold my peace, God is, if the Lord is on my side, who can be against me? If the Lord is on my side, who can be against me? The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my fortress. Don't count me out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall rise again. Come on, I will rise again. I will rise again. It might not feel like it right now, but I know my Redeemer lives. Come on, celebration. He lives. Hallelujah.
Victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine.
And get rid of those things that is on you. Come on, because it's time. It's my time of victory. Come on, Marcy, sing a song.
Victory, victory shall be mine. Oh.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
There is one who breaks my chains. There is one who bears my